I prepare for this journey, I sit comfortably in a chair, my back well supported, my feet on the ground, my arms supported by armrests. I close my eyes and I take a deep breath. I breathe slowly through my nose. Again, I take a deep breath and I exhale tensions. I relax my shoulders. Mentally, I take off the burden of my life and I set it aside. Another breath. And as I exhale, I relax my neck. I let go of the resistance and the rigidity. I let go of the struggle and the control. I am present to the breath of life in me. I breathe slowly in and out. As I breathe, I relax all my muscles, sending oxygen into them. I relax my facial muscles and I let go of the tensions in my jaws. I relax, I let go, I smile. I relax my forehead and my eyes. Another deep breath. And I relax and quiet my mind. I say to my mind, peace, be still. It feels good to be quiet and aware of myself, present to my body and to my mind. I am now ready to start my inner journey. I am now ready and willing to take the steps into my inner being. The first step I will be taking on my journey to my inner being states that we are powerless over people, places, circumstances, as well as our own reactions, and that our lives have become unmanageable. I see myself standing in front of a stairway going into my inner temple of the Most High. As I step up onto the first step, I inhale pure energy and I exhale tension. I inhale flexibility and I let go of rigidity. I realize that of myself, I can do nothing. I am totally, completely powerless over my emotional responses to life. Powerless over my negative reactions, my negative feelings and perceptions. I am powerless over my mental state, my old self-defeating beliefs, my demeaning attitudes and negative, limiting thoughts. Standing on that first step, I realize how hard I have worked to change people and circumstances in my life. But without success. Over and over, I have thought that I could fix it, but I have failed. I now admit that I am totally powerless over people, places, and events. I am too tired to do it alone. I am too lonely carrying the burden by myself. I now admit that of myself, I can do nothing. And I need help. I take another deep breath. I let go of all my worries. They have never changed or bettered anything. I now inhale flexibility, trust, and freedom. And I exhale rigidity, control, fear, and resistance. I am relaxed, surrendered, open, receptive, and present. I am ready to take another step. The second step of my journey states that we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. I step up onto the second step of my journey to my inner temple, and I now come to believe that at this very moment of my surrender, right here, right now, a sweet, loving, caring, nurturing power within me is restoring me to its highest order. I now know and understand that my life was filled with a series of false and lesser outer gods, such as my spouses, children, work, money, sex, success, diplomas, approval and praise, alcohol, drugs, and food. I now know that none of these false gods has ever given me peace of mind. None of this has filled the emptiness and the void within me. These external elements are good, but they did not give me real, consistent, lasting peace of mind, nor self-love. They were great painkillers, but they did not cure the pain. Surrendered, I have come to believe that a power much greater than these false gods, a power residing in the heart of me, my perfect parent, my sweet, gentle Father, Mother, God, is restoring me right now to sanity and is changing me at depth. I take another breath. I inhale strength and determination. I exhale fear, weakness, and indecisiveness. And I am ready to move on with my journey. The third step of my journey states that we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. I step up and I take the third step to my inner self and my higher consciousness. Standing on that third step, I relax. The feeling of loneliness is lifting. A new strength is sustaining me, uplifting me. And I rejoice in the feeling that my perfect Father, Mother God, is right here, right now, working, expressing in me, through me, and around me. Take the decision to give up my human power, my struggles, my fights, and my willfulness. I now take the decision to give up my suffering, to give up my childish and immature behavior. I now take the decision to grow up, to be teachable, and I trust my perfect parent. It feels good to let go and let God express in me. It feels good to let go and to let God express through me and around me. I rejoice in our oneness. I take another breath. I inhale courage, fearlessness, and honesty. I exhale fears, immaturity, and dependence. The fourth step of my journey states that we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Excitedly, I step up to the fourth step on my way to my true self. I turn around. I look back at my life with tenderness, compassion, and gratitude. I have come a long way. I am a survivor. I am an overcomer. I am a winner. out of the hell of addictions and dysfunctional family. I have stepped into recovery and happiness. On the way, I have made many mistakes, and I have hurt a lot of people. I now understand that my self-centeredness, my dishonesty, my lies and manipulations, my people-fixing and people-pleasing, my anger, blame, and resentments are an erroneous learned response to life, a survival technique that I use to survive in all that insanity. All the rejections and expectations and all the guilt trips are but games that I play. I now see how many masks I wear and in how much self-pity I dwell. My character defects and my diseased ego are my armor. They are a tight garment I wear. That garment clings to my skin. It almost blends into me, giving me the false impression that it is me, all of me, the real me. I have falsely identified with that small human self. It has kept me in an addictive, compulsive mold, and for a while, I have lost my divine heritage, my freedom of choice. Now, I have outgrown this garment and all the masks that go with it. I don't need them. I don't want them anymore. I take another breath. I inhale joy, hope, and beauty. I exhale self-rejection, guilt, and grief. Now, I am ready for my next step. The fifth step of my journey states that we have admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. I go forward on my journey, stepping up to the fifth step. I am now standing in front of a magnificent door. It is the door to the most sacred place in my heart. It is the door to the room where my higher self resides. I open the door and I enter into a splendid, spacious room. Straight in front of me is a fireplace, and a warm, inviting fire is burning. I feel the warmth. I look at the flames. They are dancing. They are the symbol of purification. Slowly, piece by piece, I mentally take off my diseased ego garment and I throw it into the fire. My addictive, compulsive character defects are now burning. I stand naked in front of the fireplace, feeling warm, calm, and free of the false me. It is now easy for me to admit to myself and to my perfect parent the exact nature of my wrongs. Dear Father, Mother, God, at this very moment, I admit that my greatest wrong was my false belief that I am only human and separated from you. Erroneously, I have believed that my personality, my ego, were all that there was of me. I now humbly admit that I have believed that I'm not much, not enough, and inadequate. Forgetting that I am your beloved child, I now admit that my sick need to have things my way and to be right has harmed me and my loved ones. I now admit to you that my self-defeating attitudes and behavior were the cause of all my problems. There is no one to blame. I now admit that my false belief that you and the world owed me much more, has separated me from you. I now let go of all these beliefs, and in my admission, I find freedom and peace, and I feel my oneness with you. It feels so good to be back home. I breathe in purity, hope, and peace. I exhale regret, despair, and confusion. I am ready to go on with my journey, which brings me to the sixth step. The sixth step of my program states that we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. I step up onto the sixth step, the step of change. I am now willing to be changed at depth. I do not fear nor avoid change anymore. I welcome change and growth, and it is exciting to change. It is the law of life. I give up the belief that change brings lack and loss. On the contrary, I realize that change and growth are the opening of new possibilities. I now fully and joyfully thank my perfect parent for transforming me and my life at depth. I move forward with my growth, getting ready to take the seventh step. The seventh step of my program states that we humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Slowly, breathing, I step onto the next step closer to the mirror. It is the seventh step, the step of cleansing, of truth and humility. I take a long look at my eyes. Through my eyes, I see the eyes of my perfect parent. My eyes are the eyes of love. I now see myself as God must see me, an expression of His love. Though I may look upon tragedy, pain, and failure, I know that beneath them stands a wholeness and a perfection that cannot be violated, that ever seeks expression. Through indwelling wisdom, I see my world in the light of God's nature and know it is good. I am open and clear to the freshness of divine love. I clean the windows of my consciousness so that they become mirrors reflecting the divine self. I wash my feelings. No fears, anxieties, jealousies, or pettiness soils them. I am cleansed by divine life, flowing in me and through me. Today, I forgive all who I feel have hurt me. I restore a creative relationship by offering love. My concern is not who is right, but that the relationship exists in love. I forgive myself and we are free. I breathe slowly, peaceful, rejoicing on my journey, eager to grow and to change. I am now standing in front of the 8 and 9 steps of my journey. And the 8th step states that we made a list of all persons we have harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. The 9th step states that we may direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. I now step to the side and I go up the 8 and 9 steps that lead me to a desk. I sit down at this desk and I write the list of amends I need and want to make. Many a time in my life I've said I'm sorry, only to do the same mistake again. Now I am changing attitudes. My amends are my deeds. My amends are my growth. Louder than any word, my loving, kind, honest, and humble actions are speaking. Today, I consciously acknowledge people I have ignored. I give to those I've taken from. I give without expecting to receive. I am kind and understanding to those I have hurt. I help another's loneliness by my friendliness. God is love, and in God I live creatively. Giving love, peace, and understanding does healing the damage of the past. I stand tall and free, and the world is my friend, because I am love. Once again, it is time to move on with my journey, ready to take one more step. The 10th step of my program states that we continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. I step onto my 10th step, which brings me closer to my sacred room where my higher self resides. I sit in front of a computer screen. On the screen, I see my life's programming. I looked at today and I notice that there are still some fears and doubts and some attitudes and behaviors that are unfit for a child of God. I put a new program into my computer. I reprogram fear with faith and trust. I reprogram doubt with total conviction that divine order is now established in me, in my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, my sexuality, my relationships, and my finances. I reprogram my self-defeating attitudes. I take out my self-image program and I update my perceptions of myself. I enjoy my newfound self-awareness. I'm going for the good life. I have no more energy to lose on limiting and destructive attitudes and behaviors. I am free to choose and change. It is my life. God and me are rewriting the story of my life. Out of the lumber of my life, we're building a temple, not a tavern. Excitingly and with anticipation, I am ready to enter my sacred energy room. I stand in front of the 11th step. 11th step of my program states that we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry it out. It feels good. And now, I take the 11th step and I enter the energy room. It is a magnificent room. I am surrounded by 12 windows. Each window is of a different color. There is the royal blue window of faith, the forest green window of strength, the bright yellow window of wisdom, the beautiful pink window of love, the purple window of power, the silver window of will, the gold window of understanding, and the sky blue window of imagination, the orange window of zeal, the olive green window of order, the russet window of illumination, and the red window of life. These windows are the powers of my mind. In the middle of the room, there is a comfortable chair. And on that chair is a robe in the same brilliant colors. And I put the robe on. This is my true garment. This is my true self. It feels comfortable. I have finally found my identity. I sit down in the chair and I listen to the voice in my heart. Beloved child, welcome home. I have been waiting for your return. You are my beloved, in whom I am very well pleased. I love you, my child. The mistakes, the pain, the damages of your past were your growing pains, and you have grown a lot. You have asked me, child, to forgive you, and I say unto you, there is nothing to forgive. Love does not forgive. Love understands, and I am love, and you are love, and we are one. I have created you, my child, so that you can express me. I need you. I work in you and through you. We are one. I have created you in my image, and I have given you the gifts of faith, strength, wisdom, love, power, understanding, will, imagination, zeal, order, illumination, and life. You are a godling. My will for you, child, is to be and express your real self, your divine self. It is to be one with me. Your purpose is to express our oneness in every area of your life. I have given you 12 steps that will consistently, absolutely transform you and reshape your life. The principles of these steps, child, are honesty, humility, hope, purity of intent, and love. Your main purpose in life, my child, is to be these principles. They are the path, they are the way to your true uniqueness. And now, my beloved, go and be. I slowly exit my energy room and I take the last step out of my sanctum, my 12th step. The 12th step of my journey states that having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to other people facing similar challenges and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Knowing clearly my purpose, understanding my identity, I go forth empowered to share love, wisdom, strength, joy, and beauty. I give of these powers through all my daily contacts with others. I have more than enough to give to everyone freely. I shall keep none of these things for myself alone. For God is my resource, and as I freely give, more flows through me, and I am blessed. And I give thanks, and I give thanks, and I give thanks.